One and two on Hayes with two in scoring position. The pitch. Swinging a bouncer over Fried. Up the middle and through. Base hit. Sawinski's in to score. Triolo is in. Key Brian Hayes, a bounding ball up the middle, scores two and ties the game at four. What a big hit for Key Brian Hayes.
Here's the 3-1. Swinging a high fly ball, left center field, deep. Harris back of this one, and there it goes, into the bullpen.
Key Brian Hayes ties the game for a second time tonight with a home run here in the seventh. What a clutch player tonight.
Yay, Key Brian Hayes is back. How'd the game end?
Two strikes on Henry Davis. And the pitch. Strike three call. Caught looking on a slider with a tying run at third base and two outs in the ninth inning. And that ends the ballgame. 6-5 Atlanta.
All right, so I don't know if you can call these games heartbreakers because the Atlanta Braves have the best record in baseball right now. And the Pirates won the first game of the series. The series isn't over yet either. The Pirates can't win it, but bad series? Inspiring at all? That the Pirates stayed with a team like the Braves? At this point in the series, losing a couple close games and winning the first? Kind of promising. It's also kind of inspiring to see that Key Brian Hayes is back. He's had a couple home runs in this series, had two game-tying hits. One of them was a home run in yesterday's game. So there are some positive things to look at with this team right now, I would say. It's not great that they're losing two games. And this one kind of reminds me of the series against the A's that they played in back in May. Because remember, now the A's had different expectations. The A's were the worst team in Major League Baseball, still are, but they were the worst team back then on a historic pace for losing. And the Pirates squeaked out the first game after giving up a lead, and they won. And McCutchen talked in the postgame, said, yep, this is what we do. We just take it a game at a time. This is how we're playing this season. And then they proceed to lose the next two. These are kind of close games. They lost the next two. Now, here against the Braves, they're playing the best team in baseball at this point in the season, and kind of the same pattern. They won the first game after giving up a lead in that first game, came back, won a close one. Or I guess they never gave up the lead, but they almost did. The Braves are coming back. Pirates ended up winning 7-6 in that first game. And then the Pirates lose the next two close games. So there are some inspiring things to think about as it relates to the Pirates. I mean, they're holding it together with the best team in baseball right now. And they lost just a couple of close ones. One or two things go their way, they might win those games. And it's good to see a lot of the players that they're bringing up now as well, a lot of the young players that are coming up. And they're really starting to just throw players into the majors and see, okay, who's ready, who should get experience. And I think that's good at this point in the season. I mean, is the season lost? Most likely. I think we can all agree to that and kind of understand that. And, you know, I'm ready to move forward and look toward next season. What's going to happen with Paul Skeens? And what's going to happen with everybody else? How's the lineup going to form? What free agents could they add in the offseason to solidify this team? Is Carlos Santana going to come back? Know a lot of you like him, and I know when Jason Mackey, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, said that he had unextracted interest. Like, he said it on his own. Nobody forced him to say it. He talked about in a during a post-game press conference that he wanted to come back, and he wanted to play for the Pirates again. He'd be interested in a contract. That's really good. Might be good for the Pirates, too, but we'll see who they add. We'll see what pieces they can bring together to really make this team stronger, but there are a lot of bright sides to this, and I think we can all take an exhale. Jarrett Triolo is a great backup third baseman for the Pirates, and it's good to know that the Pirates have him on the roster and in the organization to back up Hayes. But it's also good to know that maybe Key Brian Hayes did have some injury issues that were plaguing him throughout the season, and really giving him that time on the injured list to rehab and recover might have been the best for him. So it's good to see that. Brian Reynolds is also gaining some power again. He's had a few home runs recently, so all good to see. All good signs. I mean, it's not a great result. The Pirates are 51-63. They're 10 games out of first place, and they're back in the wild card standings as well. Some good bright spots to look at, some good bright spots to focus on as the season moves through August. And also, the Pirates are in fourth place now. They're a game and a half ahead of the Cardinals, who are in last place. So the Cardinals are back in last place. They've lost six of their last 10. That's always exciting to see. So it's Brewers, Cubs, Reds, Pirates, Cardinals. Now, the Cubs have tied the Reds in the standings. They both have a 5.13 winning percentage. The Cubs are 59-56, and the Reds are 60-67. So that's kind of what I was talking about, too, several months ago, that the Cincinnati Reds, they're having a hot stretch. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they're all that right away. They've got some exciting players, but they've lost 8 of their last 10 now. I know they went on a 10-game winning streak, but they might have canceled that out, losing 8 of their last 10 games here. They're on a struggling stretch right now. The Brewers have reclaimed the division, and the Cubs could pass them here soon. So that's why I say don't jump the gun and look at the Reds as a model organization. I know several Pittsburgh fans were doing that. They said, look at the Reds. The Reds are exciting, and they're bringing up young prospects. But then again, I mean, they had one hot stretch, and now they've fallen back. No real Ellie De La Cruz news. Not that he's a bad player, not that he doesn't have the potential, but once the league finds out how to pitch to you, it gets a little bit harder. And the whole team's just kind of been on a downslide. So that's why I said not to jump the gun too much on the Reds and the Reds' success that they had earlier in the year when they passed the Pirates. It's okay. Like, they come back to earth as well. It seems that every team over a 162-game season will come back down to earth. The Reds have done the same. Not that they can't be good in the future, but again, they're not the model organization. So I'm glad to see that that's how the results have kind of panned out. You know, with everybody kind of worrying there in June, you know, ooh, are the Reds going to be a problem? I don't think so. I think they might be a tough opponent, but they're not going to be a problem. They're not going to be like the Cardinals, at least, you know, in recent years. Cardinals are in last too. That is still amazing. Hopefully the Pirates. That's my goal for the Pirates this season at this point too. Develop players number one, and number two, finish ahead of the Cardinals. That's what I want. That's what I want to see. I want to see them finish ahead of the Cardinals. And then I'll be happy. I want the Cardinals to finish last. I want the Pirates to finish over the Cardinals in the NL Central for the first time since 1999. All good things to see. All little victories to look forward to as the offseason approaches for Major League Baseball. Technically, the Pirates aren't out of it, and the division is weak enough that the Pirates could make a run at the playoffs if they got hot enough and the other teams got cold enough. But I don't know if you want to hold your breath on that one necessarily. But still a lot of good things to look forward to. There really are. A lot of young players. The Reds are coming back. They're struggling. Cardinals are in last. They're still struggling. They've lost 6 of the last 10. So it's all good. Again, and Hayes is coming back. He seems like he's not plagued with injury anymore. Ryan Reynolds gaining some power. The pitcher is doing a decent enough job to keep the Pirates in games. Now I just gotta have Mitch Keller gain some consistency. Kind of solidify the rotation. I hope Paul Skeen starts next season early as well. There's a lot to look forward to. There's a lot to look forward to with this team. There's still a lot of question marks, which is good and bad. It's not great for this season because you don't like uncertainty in this season. You don't like them losing this season. You don't like them losing ever, but future is bright right across or right over the horizon. The future is coming. And the future might be now or next season. So we'll see.